Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jeff Spargo.
And you are with
the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
How's it going? I know you guys have been busy. There's been lots going on, which is a good thing. We want folks to be aware.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of irons in the fire for the past several months. A lot of good things going on. Today, I wanted to come and talk about one specific thing we have coming up here soon.
Really, it's where all this started way, way back when we started being concerned about all this. Another drug take-back event. It's exciting. No one's on the way. When's it going to be?
Our next drug take-back is coming up on Saturday, September 22nd, from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll be at the prescription pad of Burnsville. Depending on what the weather is, we'll either be outside or we'll be kind of inside. There's a little area right before you get to the pickup window there, and you just pack up any old or unused medications that you have and bring it to us, and we'll pass it on to law enforcement, and it'll be destroyed.
And they'll take care of it. And when you say medicine, this can be prescriptions, this can be non-prescription, and also you should take a look at your pet's medicines as well.
That's right. Any kind of medications that you have laying around at the house that are old or you've just not used and are not going to use, one of those prescriptions you know that you got from your doctor and wasn't sure if it was something that you really needed or not, instead of leaving it lying around where it could potentially fall into the wrong hands, instead of throwing these prescriptions away in the garbage can where maybe a pet could get to it or children could get to it, bring them out to the drug take back. Everything that we give to law enforcement, and then it's given to DEA to be destroyed.
This year, as it's been for the past few years, there's just one location, and it's in Burnsville. The prescription pad located on East Main Street, right?
Yes, that's right.
And what's the day and the hours again?
The day is Saturday, September 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the prescription pad in Burnsville. And if you are unable to come on that day, we do have four drop boxes throughout Mitchell and Yancey County where you can take your prescriptions anytime. So there's drop boxes at the Sheriff's Office in Mitchell County. There's one at the Police Department in Spruce Pine. We've got one at the Sheriff's Office in Yancey County, and then at Town Hall in Burnsville.
Those are locations that are nice and secure. That's the reason they're there. And within the parameters of what the law enforcement officers are in their actual offices, they're available all the time. But this is a good opportunity to focus on it and think about it. And I guess a good thing to do would be to sit down and look at the medications you've got and see what the situation is with them.
That's right. Sit down, take a look at your medications. Could have some stuff there that's out of date. Definitely needs to be gone. You don't want to accidentally take anything that's out of date. And also, if you come by to do the drug take back, we're going to have medication lot boxes there that we can give free to the public. We've also got some of those drug deactivation systems that I've talked about before that we also have to give out free to the community as well.
They like those.
Yeah, so you can come by and grab some of those free items, and then we'll take care of those old drugs for you.
And like we said, you'll take medications, but needles, I guess they call them sharps, you're not really set up to handle those, so don't bring those.
That's right. We would prefer you not to bring needles or anything like that, because that can be a safety hazard, of course, to our volunteers that are working there. So we do discourage people from bringing those.
Yes. And of course, for those, if you've got them at home, you should already have some sort of a system to where you take care of them, or talk to your pharmacist and your doctors, and they'll tell you what you need to do.
Those are great tips, absolutely.
So, again, the drug take-back event is going to be on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd. Tell us about it one more time.
Yes, sir. It is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be located at the prescription pad in Burnsville.
Okay. In the meantime, the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force is continuing to be involved in different activities around the two counties. I guess a good way to keep up with what you guys are up to is probably on the website?
Yes. Check us out on our web address is www.pathwnc.org, or you can check us out on Facebook at Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
Which is what most folks will probably do, is take advantage of the Facebook page. Again, you're always up to something, and if you can be of service to the community, you want them to get in touch with you.
Yes, absolutely. Do get in touch with me if you're interested in being a part of our task force or volunteering at any of the events that we have going on. We've got a range of events from prevention work with youth to prevention work with the adults. Anybody's interested, absolutely have them get in touch with me. Again, you can reach me through the website or through Facebook. love to have as many people involved in this work as possible. Takes all of us working together to truly make a difference in the
That's
community.
Right. And it's a big problem we need to work on. So thank you, Jeff, for what you do, brother.
Hey, thank you, Bruce. Really appreciate the time.
Our guest today, Jeff Spargo of the Mitchell-Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force. Jeff, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.